a bicha o loite vá, que te vende sempre pra calar da mano vene. Se te vi que a banda se é pra calar, fique me.
Oh, mamá, se me oh, mamá, na 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 na. Hello there, this is Gerald Celente. It's Trends This Week. Yep. Thank you for having me, and thanks for tuning in. And if anyone has any questions, observations, whatever, whatever, the number to call is 888-874-4888. So, 888-874-4888. So here we are, and we just had, we're almost having, one of the best starts of the year in the equity markets, yeah, in 32 years. That's right. And so people say to me, you know, you said there was going to be an economic 9/11. And I say, you're right. I said that 100% right. What happened? Well, when we said it was going to happen, it happened. We saw the Dow end up the year, in December, having its worst year since the Great Depression. And then on January 4th, it all turned around when Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, announced they were going to be patient in raising interest rates, buckled under Trump. Simple as that. Same thing happening over there in India with the prime minister. The elections are coming up. He got rid of the old central bank guy, put in a new one, and they lowered interest rates. So we changed our forecast on January 4th when Fed chair did a U-turn. It's not a my turn, it's a U-turn. He buckled under from Trump. That doesn't mean that the global crisis has gone away. On the contrary, there's a slowdown in China, and now the President Xi is under pressure there, too. They don't know what to do. They have like $40 trillion in debt. So pumping more cheap yuans into the economy is not going to help much. And then over there in Europe, Italy's in a recession. Germany just escaped one. There's a slowdown going on. Around the world, the central banks are going to do whatever they can to juice the markets. And with the election coming up in 2020, the presidential reality show, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, Trump is going to do everything he can to keep this economy moving in 2020. Not only because of re-election hopes and wishes, but he's in the real estate business. His son-in-law, the Kushners, the family, they're in the real estate business. They own that 666 Park Avenue or Fifth Avenue, wherever it was. Just got rid of that and bought hundreds of millions of dollars of properties, I believe down near Washington or other places. They're in the real estate business. Then I want to go to see prices go down. They only want to see values go up. They're going to do everything they possibly can to juice the equity markets. Period, paragraph. If they raised interest rates six times since 2015, excuse me, what six? Nine. Nine times since 2016, they could lower them nine times. So they're going to do everything they can
to boost the equity markets and the real estate markets. That doesn't mean you can't have a black swan event. A wild card. And there's no wilder card than the Trump card. Look what just happened in India. India and Pakistan just attacked each other. These are two nuclear countries. What if that thing escalates? Look what's going on in Venezuela. Disgusting what's going on in Venezuela. Totally disgusting. That the United States overtly is launching a coup against the democratically elected government. Like the cat or not. Hey, we all got lockjaw about what's going over there in the Congo. Been to Kenya lately? Yeah, how about what's going on in Morocco? Those riots. Well, why talk about Morocco? Wasn't they make a Humphrey Bogart movie about that or something? What? Yemen? What's a Yemen? Let's not talk about that. Let's only talk about Venezuela and the fraudulent scheme of the United States sending in humanitarian aid. Yep. Humanitarian aid. As they're putting on murderous sanctions against them. Murderous sanctions. And more of them. It's economic warfare. The guy declares himself president as Guaido. Juan Guaido, the top opposition official, and his allies had hoped that forcing the badly needed food and medicine inside Venezuela would represent a moment of irreversible collapse in Maduro's authority. Look how they write that. Badly needed food and medicine brought in by the United States, the country largely responsible, including the stupid government they got running the show, for the destruction going on there. Look at the United States track record in Central America and South America. A murderous track record. But as they talk about this, they don't talk about all the other aid coming in from countries like Russia and China and Turkey. Nope. They make it sound like they're stopping all aid coming in. And then in the toilet paper record in Monday's paper, February 25th, there's a big photo. Protesters preparing Molotov cocktails on Sunday along the Venezuela-Colombia border. Oh, protesters preparing Molotov cocktails? Any shrimp cocktails on that Sunday? Protesters preparing Molotov cocktails. Now, let us suppose that we were protesting an act by the United States government inside our country, and we're preparing Molotov cocktails to fight them. How long would we last, and what would the press call us? Or those? I'm not involved in that, so anybody listening there from the FBI, CIA, or other NSA or whoever's listening, I'm not saying I would do that. I would never do that. I'm just saying So I'm not saying we, to include me, just to make it clear. If the people who were protesting were shown making Molotov cocktails, the police in this country would have every right to shoot them dead. Matter of fact, they shoot you dead for a lot less than that. But that's the propaganda that's being spewed out and sold by the toilet paper of record and virtually every media outlet in this country. How they love war. Pence. Vice President Pence. Yeah, Pence a crap. Pence. An evangelical Catholic. Hey, got some. What Catholic? Like Pompeo, another evangelical one who brags about having the Bible in there, would commit murder. Or do the violent acts that you want to do and do. And you call yourselves Christians. And I went to Catholic school. I was ingrained in what a Christian's supposed to be. And you cats don't have one, not one feature of what the Prince of Peace was all about. So stop selling your baloney. But it works. So keep selling it. Because the media is buying it and they're promoting it. Yep. So that's where we are. The war keeps going on. The people keep suffering. They had a big meeting over there in Egypt this past week, this week, just ended. And the reason they're there is to work with the Arab League to help stop the flow of refugees from flooding into Europe. That was part of the mission. And of course, the dictator, al-Sisi, of Egypt, was the foremost head over there. Our ally. They just signed a new act, hasn't fully passed yet, in Egypt, that will allow the dictator that overthrew the democratically elected government of Egypt and jailed thousands of people and killed thousands to stay in office till around 2034 or 35. And he told the Europeans, don't you judge us. That's America's allies and the European allies. Where, when they talk about the story and write about it, where are most of the refugees coming from? Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. Wars started, acts of violence and murder committed by the United States and the Arab Little League and the NATO allies. No end in sight. So, going back to where I began, the economy. The war pressures are heating up against Iran. If that war breaks out, you're going to see oil prices spike. We've had some pretty good gains lately. We're looking at Brent crude around $66 a barrel. If it goes up to $100 a barrel, kiss the economy and kiss the equity markets goodbye. The debt load of $250 trillion is unsustainable. When will it crash? I have no idea. And anyone that tells you that they do is full of baloney, because they keep making up new scams and new schemes to prop up the phony economy. So, what I am suggesting you consider, and I do not give financial advice, is to prepare for the worst. It's going to happen. It will be initiated by a black swan event. The growth in corporate bond issues that are very questionable, that have to get paid off, is well over 40%. That are very, very likely to explode if conditions change. But again, you can't predict what they're going to do. And what they're going to do in the United States, in Europe, in Japan, in China, they're going to keep money cheap and flowing to keep the economies going. So, you can see the implications of the lower interest rates. We had copper, Dr. Copper, they call it, because copper is an indicator of the health, economic health of business and industry. Copper is used from everything from high tech to heavy industry. We're seeing copper prices since the start of the year increase 12%. And China buys up most of the copper, by the way, in terms of percentage. We're looking now, as I said, oil prices going up. So they're going to do what they can to keep the economy going. You can't predict this stuff. You can give trend forecasts, but the wild cards are thrown, and Powell threw the wild card by backing down after he was going to aggressively raise rates throughout 2018, which they did four times, and an indicator they were going to raise them at least that many times, or at most that many times, this year. And now they're not only not going to raise them, we forecast, they are going to lower them to keep the economy going. So that's where we're at. And again, if anybody has any questions on the economy, on Venezuela, or on anything else, feel free to call 888-874-4888. You know, they're looking at now changing, being that we are all equal, considering having the military draft for women as well. Judge rules that military draft of only men is unconstitutional. Judge Gary H. Miller of Federal District Court of the Southern District of Texas took note of the Supreme Court's 1981 ruling that the exclusion of women from the draft was, quote, fully justified because women then were not allowed to serve in combat. But the Pentagon abolished those restrictions in 2015, opening the way for women to serve in any military role for which they could qualify. Quote, while historical restrictions on women in the military may have justified past discrimination, men and women are now similarly situated for purposes of a draft or registration for the draft, Judge Miller wrote in his ruling. Quote, if there ever was a time to discuss the place of women in the armed services, that time has passed. So, men who do not register for the draft can be fined in prison and denied services like federal student loans, they write. Though no one has been conscripted into the United States military in more than 40 years, the Military Selective Service Act requires all American men to register when they turn 18 in case of a draft. So here's what I say. Bring back the draft. Bring back the draft. Me too, you too. Draft everybody. You have a kid to take care of? Too bad. You're a single mother? So what? Bring the draft back. Make everybody serve 2 years like they used to do when I was a young guy. And I did everything to avoid the draft. Mostly successful at it. Although I had Dr. Wanker from Little Neck mess my mouth up when I had braces on because he just wanted my money. He's got what you call a 1Y. I got braces put on my teeth when I was like 22 years old. Because they couldn't force you to take them off. Now, this is the height of the Vietnam War, by the way. And I wasn't smart enough to be against the war. I just couldn't imagine me. I used to see those pictures of these guys. Matter of fact, I thought the war was good. I was so stupid at that age. I see these guys, you know, walking through these swamps with their rice paddies, with their heads, their hands over their head, holding up their gun with all this weight on their back, getting shot at. I couldn't imagine me there. So anyway, I got a 1Y. I did everything I could to beat the draft. So the reason I'm saying bring back the draft is because you think there'd be an Iraq war if there was a draft? You think there'd be an Afghan war if there was a draft? You think there'll be a Venezuelan war if there's a draft, or an Iran war if there's a draft? Oh, no. The people would protest it, just as they were protesting it when I was a young guy. But now everybody has lockjaw, except, of course, we, the people of Occupy Peace. OccupyPeace.com. Put your money where your heart and mind are. Consider contributing. Donations are tax deductible. You think if women were drafted, we'd have a war? Not a chance. No way. No way. This is one of the best rulings out there. Let's make it happen. Draft them, make them sign up. Bring back the draft, it will end the wars. All these baby boomer hypocrites of my age that denounced the Vietnam War, they now have lockjaw with all the wars going on around the world that the United States is involved in. 800 bases in nearly 80 countries. One of the stories I read yesterday, what's going on in Chile and China investing heavily down there. You want that lithium and copper. They're buying into countries, assets, own major ports around the world. France, in Italy, Greece, Spain. The business of China is business. The business of America is war. How they love war. No outrage about the overt overthrow, attempting overthrow of the Maduro government. None in the United States by the major media. They support it. It could not be more overt. The criminal activities. Read our Trends Journal. As forecast, U.S. leads coup in Venezuela. Prostitutes and politicians banging war drums again. Yep. The American war parties. Democratic Senator Minority Whip Dick Durbin praised Trump for appropriately recognizing Guaido as the interim leader of the country. One after another. 50 nations, they say. 50 nations support Guaido. How about the other 100 that don't? Well, they don't count. Again, John Bolton, the madman, who Trump brought in as the national security advisor, could not be clearer. Quote, we're in conversation with major American companies now. It would make a difference if we could have American companies produce the oil in Venezuela. It would be good for the people of the United States. And now they put sanctions on the Venezuelan oil companies. $7 billion in assets blocked. Over $11 billion in lost export proceeds over the next year. Hey, the people over there are starving. They need some medical help. What a bunch of baloney. So, remember one of our top trends, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. Read history before it happens. The Triangle of Death. Our November Trends Journal. Before all this heated up in Venezuela with the United States launching the coup, which didn't happen until mid-January this year. The Triangle of Death. Colombia, Argentina, and Venezuela. The triangle aimed at Venezuela with the United States behind it. History Before It Happens, trendsjournal.com. You may wish to subscribe to be prepared for what's going to happen next. And again, it's only $129 a year. But if you can't afford it, we'll do the best we can to bring the price down. So, we're going to take a little break now. We'll come back in just a few minutes of more of Trends Today on PRN.
Yeah, I'm not known as a gadget guy, but I love gadgets that really do the trick, like the new app. The Progressive Radio Network has an app, thanks to our friends at Audio Now. Hey, this is Mark Farrell, host of Insight on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we broadcast live out of New York City. But if you can't catch the show live, no frets. It's always archived. It's always on the app. Download it now, listen later, whenever you want. The Progressive Radio Network app is available from our friends at Audio Now. Check it out.
Hey, it's Jesse, PRN station manager. I have an exciting announcement for our amazing listeners. PRN has a new voicemail line that will allow you to connect better with our hosts. If you can't listen live but have a question or comment for one of our hosts, just call 862-800-6805. That's 862-800-6805. This feature will allow your voice to be heard on your favorite PRN show.
Thank you for listening to the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Heidi Bogosian, co-host of Law & Disorder Radio. Tune in Wednesdays at 5 p.m. to hear timely analysis on issues concerning civil liberties, privacy, the right to dissent, and even practices of torture by the U.S. government and private corporations. Our guests are leading authorities in their fields from around the country and sometimes internationally. They include authors, lawyers, activists, scholars, and many more. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on the Progressive Radio Network.
Stay tuned to PRN.fm for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week on Progressive Radio Network, PRN. So, some other trends to talk about. You know, California curtailed their rail project. They're going to put in this high-speed rail, you know. And can't afford to do it. We got wars to fight and peoples to kill. We got no money for something so stupid like that. And then, as you know, maybe that train that got stuck over there, I think it was in Oregon, like 30 hours. Third world rail in America. Take the subway. It's a night in Calcutta. Disgusting. The whole world building rail. Oh, we got moron politicians over here in Kingston and Ulster County. They're ripping up the rail. We're putting in trails. Hey, how about rails? No. We're going to put, what do you think you're in the Bronx, the Yonkers over here? You need to rip up the rails for a trail? You're in the Catskill Mountains over here, stupid. There's places to hike all over the place. How about putting the rails back? Nope. We're going to rip them up. Because we are dumb. They can't even have a high-speed rail in America. You know, they just built one in Pakistan. So, other trends. One of the top trends we have this year is censorship, 2019. And it's only going to get much worse. YouTube, to curb misleading videos. Okay, tell me what a misleading video is. Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda? Is that a misleading video? No, I know. Hearing Pence and Pompeo and Trump and all these little clown politicians say they're going to bring democracy to Venezuela. Is that a misleading video? YouTube said it will stop recommending as many videos that feature conspiracy theories and other false claims. Freedom of speech? Forget about it. It's gone. It doesn't exist. Except on PRN and very few others. So again, that's why people subscribe to the Trends Journal. It's journalism that used to be, that isn't anymore. We just put the facts down. We tell the truth. We don't have an agenda to sway you in a direction. Our only agenda is putting out facts, trendsjournal.com. So that's an example of what's going on. So people are really getting dumber with the information that they're getting. This internet age has not made people smarter. All they have is what they can hold on their hand. That's the news and information that leads them and directs them. Content? No. Don't have time to read. Don't want to read. Give me a tweet. Pinterest bars vaccination searches. Pinterest has stopped returning results for searches related to vaccinations. A drastic step, the social media company said, is aimed at curbing the spread of misinformation. How about that? Not the misinformation that Big Pharma puts out there. Hey, that's fine, man. Oh, women, got to be equal. Most shared images on Pinterest relating to vaccination cautioned against it, contradicting established medical guidance and research showing that vaccines are safe. Oh, that's the other thing, too. They talk about this measles outbreak. I was a kid in school. Everybody got the mumps, chicken pox, and measles. Weren't deadly. Oh, somebody died. If we could save one life and destroy the lives of everybody else, it's worth it. That's the stupidity of the morons. Well, they're not morons. They're whores. People call them politicians. They get paid to do what they're told by their corporate johns that imbeciles call campaign contributions and adults call bribes and payoffs. I mention these two stories because of the importance of staying tuned in to the Progressive Radio Network. And very few people around that know more about health and wellness than Gary Null. So that's where we're at. More censorship, less information, and greater levels of stupidity. Hey, we got E from Edgewater. How you doing, man?
Hey, Gerald. How are you today?
I'm fine. Nice hearing from you.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to have a comment about the they'll never bring back the draft because the government, or should I say the system that run the evil system, the corrupt system that runs the government, wants things just the way they are, with people voluntarily signing up to give their lives away, joining in this military complex, which is no more than a prison complex, where they can brainwash young men and women into obeying orders with a CO right in their face, yelling in their face, giving them orders, telling them what to do, when to eat, what to dress, what to put on, what uniform to wear, what orders they got to obey, how to indoctrinate them into the system that they want them to follow, just like a robot. They'll never change it as long as people are willing to join up. When people stop joining up, then they'll bring back the draft. But it's not going to happen, Gerald, because the choices that they have is three choices. You come out of high school, you either go to college, and if your family can't really afford it, you go into big debt. And that's not a good thing for a young person to have to start out their life with, going into debt. Or you take a job in McDonald's, or you join the military, which is, sounds like the best deal because you're protecting your country. It's a noble thing. You're going to come back after you do your 6 weeks of basic training, 8 weeks, whatever it is, and you got your uniform on and everybody's shaking your hand because you're doing such a great thing. They got us all brainwashed, Gerald. So this is just the way they want it. And that's why they won't bring back the draft. And that's the, you know, that's the way I see it. And it's a disgrace. And my brother had to get drafted in 1966. And I told him to go to Canada. I was only 12 years old. And he was 19. And they destroyed his life and the life of my family and me. Because I lost my brother because he got shot through both legs. And he came back a totally different person from Vietnam. After he was there for a whole year and had to put himself through that kind of a disgrace. And that was all thanks to Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was the evilest man to ever walk the face of the earth. That's what I got to say today, Gerald. What do you think about that?
I would say that you're being too hard on Johnson. There are a lot of other evil ones.
Want me to give some more on
you? I'm being facetious. I mean, they're all a bunch of evil SOBs. And it's terrible what your family went through and so many hundreds of thousands of other families went through. Plus the, over what, 3.2 million Vietnamese that we slaughtered and destroyed their country with Agent Orange. And now, here's the irony. Where's Trump right now? In Vietnam. Who do we do business with that we said we would never do business with? Those dirty commies. Oh, you mean China? The biggest communist country in the world? How they use these things to make you hate a country, but then when it comes to the bottom line, where we could get our products made over there cheaply by slave labor and then bring them back over here and other places around the world and mark them up and sell them, hey, it's okay to do business with those commies, but we were taught to hate commies all our lives. You got Trump shooting his mouth off about how bad socialism is, and socialism will never work. Hey, how about China? You want to call that a commie country? It is. Communist government. So what I'm saying is that it's terrible what happened to your family. I know others that happened to, too. And again, as I mentioned to you, I wasn't smart enough to be against the war as a teenager and even into my early 20s. I didn't get really much smarter and hipper until I got older. But I didn't go because I just didn't want to get killed. So you're right in everything that you said about the draft and why they won't bring it back. And the other point being as well that the young kids that are signing up, and you made it perfectly clear, it's either, you know, a job in Walmart or Burger King if you don't have a college education. And if you do have one, you're in debt for the rest of your life for many people. Could you imagine getting out of debt with $40,000, getting out of college as a kid, $40,000 in debt, my own? Anyway, you're 100% right. They have no other future, so they're signing them up. I'm saying let's demand bringing back the draft. Let's bring back equality. If we did, and I know they would never allow it to happen unless we make it happen. And that's the point, Dee. the we making it happen. I may have mentioned last week about this young girl. She's all over the media. Financial Times even did a big story on her, like a full page. Lunch with the FT, Greta Thunberg. She's 16 years old. 16 years old. This kid. She takes Fridays off from school to go protest about climate change in front of the Swedish parliament. And she said, people tell me that they're so hopeful when they see me and other children school striking. School striking means she takes off like Friday out of school. She doesn't go to school. And say, oh, the children are going to save us, she says. She said, we are too young to be able to do that. And she said, where are the older people? And that's the end of the story, E, and everybody listening. I'm hearing this over and over again. It's up to the young people. I could never imagine when I was growing up that the elders would say, put the future in the hands of the kids. They know better than we do. That's what's stopping things from happening. We've turned into a gutless culture. No fight. And about climate change, forget it. What are you talking about? You got to change the climate. How about this? Forget about climate change. Why don't you bring it home? How about the chemicals? And it's the perfect word, by the way, chemicals, because that's what they do, that they pump into the water that poisons us when we drink it. Hey, still can't drink it over there in Flint, huh? Hey, remember Hope and Change You Could Believe In? Obama went over there, was going to fix it, folks. Yep. Can't drink the water. Poisoned all over the world. Can't eat the food. Filled with poisons. Can't breathe the air. Filled with poisons. And you're talking about climate change. As they're killing you. And you know the facts and you lack the courage. We're going to let the young people save us. Climate change. Oh, and then, of course, the drug addiction. Nah. The big drug addiction brought to you by Big Pharma. How about that, huh? And you're talking about climate change as the air, the water, and the food, the earth, are killing us. Look at the big picture? Nah. Look at yourself. Look how your health is at risk. Look at all the people you know that have died of cancer and other diseases brought to you by chemicals, climate change. So, that's where we're headed. The people have lost the courage to fight. You know, I want to move on to something, talking about courage and what's going on in the economy. Everybody now knows that only the rich have benefited from the cheap money flows that have enriched the equity markets. And now we have, of course, an inequality of wealth not seen since the Gilded Age. But at least the Carnegie, what a slimy he was, gave us the public library system and a lot of beautiful buildings. These other guys give us nothing. But anyway, there's a number of stories here. And I got to read this kind of stuff all the time. Weak inflation haunts Fed policies. Price stagnation confounds economists. Lack of wage growth fueling surge in populism. Tepid inflation sparks Federal Reserve rethink. I wrote about this in 1997 in the Trends Journal. Excuse me, 1999. I called it the 5-0 formula, saying that the 21st century economy would operate off a new set of equations and why there wouldn't be any wage growth. And here are the 5-0s. Overproduction. I mentioned earlier about all that was being moved over to China, Bangladesh, and all the other poorer countries when one gets too expensive to get the products made. It's overproduction. There's more stuff being made than can be consumed. Overcapacity. There's a glut of advanced facilities and excess service capabilities to supply the world marketplace with more than can be consumed. Open markets, globalization, that's right, a borderless new millennial marketplace provides products and services free from traditional economic channels, meaning lower prices, overpopulation. You got a labor pool of 6 billion plus people. Go back to open markets without geographic constraints, so you get it made cheaper. And online, planet full of browsers will enable a diverse and universal economic culture of cheap product and service production supported by cheap labor expenses. There you go. No one is saying what we just said. Remember, this was forecast 2 decades ago, long before the days of massive online shopping and Amazon's monopolization of the internet retail sector in the West. This is before China was initiated into the World Trade Organization that opened up the global cheap labor stream. In that short period of time, 1.6 billion people were added to the planet and ultimately the workforce. So as the headline news states that weak inflation haunts Fed policies and it confounds economists, it doesn't confound us. This trend is only going to continue. We have about 1.6 billion people 100 years ago. We've added 6 billion since. More people, more products, more production, more overcapacity, and more overproduction. Wages will remain low. So as we move on and look ahead, the economic 9/11 is going to happen. It will only be a matter of time until the two $150 trillion debt bubble bursts. Until those collateralized loan obligations evaporate. To the corporate bonds that your junk territory no one will buy. And when they stop buying American bonds, the crash will come. The date could be next week, could be next year. Or the year after. It's going to come, and it's going to come soon. However, once again, they're going to do all they can to prevent it from happening by shoveling more cheap dough into the marketplace. Gold has not been able to break above that 1385 mark. When I was on last week, it was around hitting the 250 mark. So, but it still looks solid and only has a downside risk of about $100 and is still the ultimate safe haven asset, but we do not give financial advice. So for more information on history before it happens, how to prepare, prevail, and prosper, go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. Again, it's only $10.75 a month. If you can't afford that, we'll give you a break. So thank you for tuning in to Progressive Radio Network, and thank them for all that they do. And they just put out a release today that I got, how low America ranks around the rest of the world in health. How sad that is. But Progressive Radio Network and Gary Noe, they keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. And you can't find this information just about anywhere else. So stay tuned and put your money where your heart is with Occupy Peace as well. Thank you very much, and we'll be seeing you soon. Sit on your wish, all eat the war, eat the Venice, and buck a lot of the money. Sit, chivik, your bandis here, buck a lot of thinking me. My window.